Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving. I'm going to do the periodic table and also give a little, first before I do that, I'll give a little bit of background of where I'm driving to and a few technical details and what's happening of when I'm actually getting there. Then I'll do the periodic table. I promise the periodic table is my stopgap thing that I've been sort of learning as my sort of baseline memory improvement thing. Now, we'll just go. I'm driving there, so I'm focusing on the traffic and all that type of stuff. Palaver, as it's called in Australia. Palaver. That's a whole lot of palaver. I've slowly, hopefully I'm improving the sound. What I'm doing now is I've actually got the directional microphone pointing at me, which is, you know, the gold standard of recording, perhaps not in a car, but then I've actually got it stored in my cup holder, pointing at me, but held this time not directly to the car body, but indirectly by a scarf and beanie. Being an old person and being in cold, is what you hear. You can hear the indicator. I'm going behind some car called teedrop.com. What that is. It's a teedrop, might be. Oh, there's a car coming beside me rather aggressively. Hopefully that will improve the sound quality even more, because before, when I held it hard against the car, the vibrations used to go into it. And so I'll get around and find a sort of a foam, sort of soft holder for it going forward. So that's good. Now let's go into the overall process. So I'm going into down the plains at the local hospital. Got to think of the route there. And then I'm going to get a ECG and a little computer bolted to me. And that will monitor my ECG for 24 bloody hours. Now, I've had to do a little bit of preparation for that. That's deciding. I'll just clear it with them. That's okay. I'll just set an amber light. We call orange lights amber. I don't know whether you call it what you call it overseas. This will be no doubt a bit of shaving, a bit of sandpapering. I think that they will go, and possibly a bit of aggressive adhesive sticking onto your body. Now, they can actually, ECG people can actually put it on you within something like 10, 15 seconds. They can put it on you. So when I was in hospital after the heart operation, various people could put it on me just so quickly. It was, you know, I could barely breathe between it. I'll put it on and then it'll be sort of 30 seconds. Done in under a minute. Gone for you. And that's the time, periodic ECG. The other ECGs that used to leave on you. Initially, after your operation, you have a little pressure monitor actually in your neck, in the vein in your neck, an artery in your neck, and it reads out wirelessly your blood pressure to a and blood and all ECG stuff. That's done wirelessly to all the nurse monitors at their station. They've got all the patients there watching their blood pressure and alarms and all this type of stuff. And it's pretty amazing. So this particular one is just to check my heart beat. It sounds like a song. Sounds like a Herman Hermit's song. Just checking the speed limit here, mate. Okay. Check your heartbeat. And what essentially is happening here is we're in miracle time. So they've replaced my heart valve and replaced it with something not as good as perfection, but I never had perfection. So it's better than it's ever been. And the attitude and build up which I've had to develop over the years just to get by means that once they've swapped out the faulty part and put in a good part, and I've got sort of settled down and overcome, I've begun, well, not for the past couple of months, but exercising and slowly building up endurance. And so what happened is that there's the periodic heart check for the bypass and stuff like that once every 12 months and once every other 12 months for the valve, sort of 6 months apart, and they do it there, and just to check everything's tickety-boo. That's a pretty good term for it here. So I've got this truck which are coming up here. Mate coming up over here. Check, Roger. Okay, so that's coming here. There's a big monocline. I'm coming down to the plains. No one's interested in you. So that's a two-edged coin. Some people, no one's interested in you, they give up, or you just keep on going until you find something wrong. And so what's happened with me is that they did treadmill, and it's not sort of like Bionic Man, it's a we can rebuild him type of stuff, but I was able to keep on going to a higher rate and go over my heart rate by a couple of percent, only about 6%. And it shut down like this and said bah, bah, and the heart went a bit funny, and so they've done some checkups since then, and they'll do it there. So we are, I think, in uncharted territory. This is with a new carbon alloy is the loveliest thing you want to say for it. Just keeping the speed limit here. Okay. So I'm just going to click this. So it's a new thing, and they're just taking it cautiously. It's pretty amazing that a scandal will be taken, and super privileged to have a system of 11 surgeons and cardiologists look at a particular problem to try and figure out, you know, what's the best way to go. So this is not just one, but a team will have a conference for a general discussion of cases coming forward. So that's good. So we'll see what's going through. So I'm going in for the Holter monitor, and that's why I'm driving down. And now I've got to remember my jobs after that. So along with that, with like any operation, even if you're in intensive care for a while, your cognitive faculties get a hit. Even if you're smart, they just take a hit. Then you've got to rewire and readjust. Now, with me, I had a bit of brain trauma as well, so I had to really hit, and you would have heard that thousands, quite literally thousands of podcasts trying to get back on your horse. Just watching this as we come across here. Scanning. Okay. To push it through there. So this is huge amount of effort. Now, I think one of the stranger things is that there's various instances where you get you see people who are really dependent on other people and systems, and they really benefit. Whereas I've been trained in various scenarios just to train thyself or heal thyself. Not that I've actually been doing it. So I've slowly got back on short podcasts to long podcasts and go forward. And we're coming up here, and hopefully I've set some time up just enough for me to do the periodic table. And I don't know, there's areas which I hope I don't get stuffed up on. So let's go. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon. Cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, promethium, neodymium, promethium, neodymium, praseodymium, that's right, samarium, europium, gallium, tellurium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, yttrium, lutetium. Oh shit! Yeah, so lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, titanium, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thulmium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astinium, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkeley, californium, einsteinium, fernium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, hasnium, metrium, I'll have to go back on that one, dramstratium, rotgonium, copernican, niponium, fluvium, Moscovium, Livermorium, Tennesseum, and Organicin. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll go back to you soon.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.